No matter where you are in your business owner journey, you, as that visionary of the company, as that super creative brain, have likely at some time felt a little bit out of control. And we're here today to just remind you that you are not alone.
Oh, God.
Everyone going through this journey feels this way from time to time. Maybe no one more so than our very own Shayna Rose.
I cannot lie. This episode is making me nervous. We're just going to expose it all.
The body language over there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we're going to expose it all. But in the effort of really helping you guys realize what a common mental fatigue and emotional roller coaster being a creative business owner is and does to you, and hopefully in recognizing that it happens to the best of us and hearing some of the ways that we've combated that and gotten past that and through that at each stage of the business, hopefully you'll leave today feeling super empowered to regain a little bit of control inside your own stage of business, wherever you may be.
Yeah, it all grows and evolves. Let me defend myself and say this from the jump. But honestly, learning what the business needs and learning how to control your own inner feelings and racing thoughts is very hard. It is a constant work in progress for me. So we are going to just pick three key moments, I feel like.
Yeah. Milestones along the journey.
Yeah, there's loads of them. But we're just going to tap into three because there's just too many to count.
Right. So those of you that are a little younger in your business journey, a little newer on the path, welcome, first of all.
Yes.
We find, I would say, and Shay will go into this way more because this is her experience too, but in that first stage where you're mostly doing this alone, your thoughts are probably racing. Your brain is never quitting. You're seeing nothing but opportunity in front of you. And how do you pick a lane?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to go back to early days when you likely first get support around you. You're likely networking like crazy. You've been on your own for a long time. You're getting influenced by a lot of things around you. You're just become a business owner. Now you're around other business owners. You can control your day. There's so much education once you get into this business space, especially when you network. I joined a BNI. There was so much influence of what you should be doing in your business. So I had a lot of racing thoughts. I also loved joining travel conferences and things like that, which I nearly think almost made it worse because I wasn't going with a specific, oh, my business needs this. I was just going because I was a business owner, could do it, and was like, that sounds cool. Let's go get inspired over there. I think from Evelyn's experience when she joined in with me, what that likely felt like was a constant string of communication. I remember making a comment like how many emails she used to get, just firing thoughts and all over the place. Evelyn, I'm sure you can share from a first round.
Let me just jump in here.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's start with the pros, with the positives. The thing about you, Shay, and so many of the designer business owners that we know, what I absolutely love about you and all of you guys is that there is no shortage of ideas. Ideas are not the problem. And honestly, that would be way more paralyzing. Imagine that, standing on this first stone of your pathway as a business owner with no idea of what to do or where to go. I would way rather work with you, Shay, who has nothing but ideas. Everything's an opportunity. Every single person you meet, there's a new deal we could craft. There's a new, like, it is fun and exciting and difficult. And if you allow yourself to get out of control when you're in that place, what it's going to look like is just a constant firing, a barrage of communication, of ideas, of thoughts. You're in the shower. Now I thought of another thing. And that can be stressful. And it can feel like a lack of control to you, to the people around you who you love and want to be successful. It can be a lot. So if you're thinking like, are they talking about me? We're not. We're talking about Shay, but we're also talking about you because it is such a universal experience.
Yeah. Just like you.
Just like you.
Just like you. whether you're at the Star, I've also been there. Now, you also might be thinking, well, how the heck did you guys solve that? I feel as if we're only talking about problems here.
Right.
So here is where a very strong strategic partnership comes in with also someone who is not scared to be like, okay, I was letting this go.
Yeah. And who has a different brain than you.
Different brain.
Black and white cookie.
Tough love. And also coming from the point of not shutting down. But there was one exercise I remember during this time that Evelyn did that I felt was very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And we can kind of see if it actually was from Evelyn's perspective.
So this is at a time where I'm getting, I don't want to say hundreds. Hundreds is probably extreme. But I will confidently say dozens of emails overnight.
Yeah.
This is when they would come overnight. I would wake up to dozens of new thoughts and ideas, all sent individually, usually no subject line, no organizational structure whatsoever to keep this straight.
Probably not even one grammatically correct sentence.
No.
Let's be honest.
I thought we were talking about things we did change and solve. Sorry, burn.
Terrible spell.
So this is what I would do and what I think you could challenge yourself to do for yourself, or even better, if you have that partner in your corner or someone that you're working with that you trust, I would start to simply put these ideas in a big list. And then I created a Google Calendar, which I titled This Week's Mind Spiral.
Totally.
And on the week, I would put the first thing on that list on the Google Calendar as the only thing she was allowed to fire those emails to me about. Not that you can't continue to think. Sure, your brain can still go in the shower, but it's simply not going to come to me unless it's related to this one thing. You're allowed to spiral on this week and send all your dozens of emails related to that. Now I have all your thoughts. Now it's something that's somewhat organized in a chronological order.
Well, what I want to say is you also said to me at that time, like, this is what I'm going to be working on. So it's supporting me if you need to spiral and your brain just needs to think about something, because I was not good at controlling that back then. I never shut off. There was no shut off for me. I woke up, I grabbed my phone before I even got out of my bed, went straight to my email to see what was going on. And until I went to sleep, it was nearly like that was the night as well. Probably the last email to Evelyn.
Totally.
And then that was it. And at that time, I also didn't have kids.
Yeah, you could do that.
I could do it. Not that I'm saying it's healthy if you're in that space. We need to eventually walk out of that space. But that's what it was. She took the spiraling brain. She organized those thoughts. She put those categories of things onto my calendar and it matched her execution. So it was productive on Evelyn's side. Maybe not as organized. And still the emails were coming in. And like, she couldn't change who I was, but she controlled my thinking. And I remember that helping me.
I mean, we ended up eventually getting through that list. We don't have to do that anymore. Like, I would say that's success for that phase. That's what a successful collaboration looked like that allowed Shayna to feel in control, at least to the point that she knew what was being worked on this week and how she could vent her ideas in a productive way. And it was productive for me in that I whittled down some of those emails and kept them related to what we were making progress on. And so if you're ever feeling at this early stage of the game like your thoughts are out of control, this is one thing we would invite you to try. Take a spin on it. Let us know how it goes. But at least that spiral goes in a specific direction. Now you're like funneling instead of just spiraling.
And important to note, it was only happening to one person at the time. I had one person assisting and supporting, and all of that was going to one person. And this worked for us. There was only one list. One person could only do one thing at a time. So as much as my brain was spiraling and not shutting off, it's still, in a sense, from Evelyn's perspective, as we kind of take this journey, was probably way more simple for you to control operationally in the beginning. I was a little bit crazier, but on the back end, you were only kind of mostly controlling yourself and maybe one person there to assist as well, but mostly just yourself. So that's normal. all these ideas. You finally get a person. The brain doesn't turn off. Evelyn is strategic enough and smart enough to know that's not going to be productive to just appease me and swing all over the place.
Right. And that, I would say, is a really important thing, too. If you're at this early stage of the game and maybe you found a really great assistant, I'm not saying that there's not other total strengths in that. But if you find yourself the one person around you is a yes person, be very, very careful, because you could find yourself going down the rabbit hole of a lot of projects that are not what should be number one on that Google Calendar and not what you should be spiraling about today.
Yeah, I think that leads into that next kind of midpoint.
Yeah. So now we're walking down the path. Maybe you're past that. Maybe you got through it even a little less scathed than we did. Who knows? But now you are at that first growth marker of success. You filled yourself up. You are starting to put the pieces around you, delegate, build a team, whatever that looks like for you, whatever those first things you wanted to outsource were. That's going to be a different journey for everybody. But we find that the mental feelings, that lack of control feeling, that high frequency tends to come back again in a different way.
Yeah. As you get bigger, if you don't work on yourself, it's a lot of self-development, I think, in this. I mean, we've talked about this even from last year to this year and the year before, really focusing and locking in on a routine did something for me through also my self-discovery of my own reactions, why I was feeling a certain way. And it does sometimes take someone like Evelyn to know you very well in that strategic partnership to say, you're feeling this way and this is a call you had with me, spiraling call. Because she'll always get them because she's at a high level and she can handle it. That's important to say. Your assistants are not there to handle that. They're just there to do their job, have a nice day, go enjoy their family after. It takes someone higher level who can take that high frequency. And in that high frequency moment, she said to me, you're only feeling this way because you feel out of control. And there's nothing more than you hate than feeling out of control. And then she gave me an exercise to feel in control in that moment. And actually, she canceled half my day. You canceled half my day to do an exercise. They're like, you need this. We got you. People around you have you. You need to do this. So control in identifying that is layered all over the place here.
And I want to just take a moment to say, then the other danger you can get in, if control is really a challenge for you, if feeling out of control is triggering for you, then sometimes you flop to the whole other side of the spectrum, which is micromanagement.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be very unproductive as well in its own sense. So that's kind of a different conversation for a different day. But if you're hearing all this, you're resonating with it, like, oh yeah, I also hate feeling out of control. This is something that makes my chest feel tight. Also, I want you to be careful of that micromanagement side of things, because that's not always the best way to approach it either. But back to this, okay, second stage of the game. You've filled yourself up. Congratulations. That is success. Way to go. You're building your team around you. Now you're starting, for the first time probably, to take what has been in your brain all along and translate that out into the universe. You are starting to try to give someone else your systems. You are trying to speak to someone else about your process. You are trying to tell someone else how you want things done and why. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you are not always making as much sense as you think you are.
There are also more problems happening because you're delegating, you're creating a business. You know, there's always discovery in this missed phase while there's a learning curve to delegate. But there's a lot more fires. It's not just you and a client resolving an issue anymore. It's you having to lead. And that visionary brain has been on speed. An issue comes, at least for me, and I will lock into that issue and carve through and carve through and carve through and likely might be sharing and adjusting. That drives some people nuts. Specifically in the marriage department, that drives my husband absolutely nuts to constantly get new information and reevaluate the plan. But that's really what it is. And you are melding on this information for so long that sometimes you forget what you've actually said, or what comes out is not making sense. And there is a very specific moment that I remember because I was frustrated. This was one of those instances where I was restating something to you, Evelyn. And to me, it felt like I was just repeating myself like three times.
Right. And she only called me because she needed my help leading the team because she wasn't getting what she needed from someone else. You called me about something else that was supposed to be in works.
Yeah, I had a reprioritization, which is comical because this will come up next, but I had a reprioritization of a lot's going on. You're trying to build a company. You're trying to give clients what they need. You're also trying to feed your team what they need. And in this moment,
she calls me to have me reiterate and help lead what needed to be done. I'm asking the critical questions that I need to be able to properly lead someone else in this. And she's starting to get frustrated with me because she feels like all these questions are having her just repeat herself over and over.
I'm like, why are you not understanding what the heck I'm saying?
And I'm like, why are you not answering my question?
And I like took a deep breath. I remember like, I'm sorry that my tone is sounding frustrated. I said, I feel like I'm saying something very simple. In my brain, it's all just simple.
Yep.
But my brain has melded on this for so long.
You know exactly what you need.
And Evelyn turns around and says to me, if I cannot understand what you are saying, there is absolutely no way that anyone around you is understanding what you are saying. And what was happening in this conversation, because I had to psychoanalyze, like why something so simple? It was simply that, hey, I need you to go over here and read these email templates and edit them and or implement whatever's missing. It really was as simple as that. But for whatever reason in my racing brain, of trying to go to the moon of what I'm trying to say, simply to only just say this one simple thing, it was not coming out in any clear form where a very high level thinker, language I would say is Evelyn's superpower. She can really craft that out and clarify a strategy.
Yeah, especially your language. I'm like the Shayna translator.
You
like
really are. Oh my goodness.
So if I don't know what you're talking about, if you're feeling frustrated trying to tell me, nobody knows what the heck you're saying with love.
Right.
And if you have yes people, they're on the call nodding going, oh yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. I'll do that next.
That is the worst.
And then I'm talking to you like, what?
Yeah. And this is the differential though. I'm so happy we're talking about this because employees and assistants on the assistant level are yes people. They're supposed to be yes people. That's their job. Listen to your boss.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Do as you're told. They're yes people. They shouldn't be in your business helping you strategize. That's not their job. They don't have that experience. Likely they will lead you down the wrong path or a time-wasting path. You need to go to that high-level person first. And that's something we've learned throughout my journey. I am not the executor. I'm the visionary. I'm the problem solver. I know what needs done. I am not that high-level executor that can help someone succeed, give them the tools, slow down. I'm too fast. In 1 hour, I need to tell you everything I need that is basically equals to like 12 hours of work. And I need someone, because I'm moving so quickly, to be able to understand that and then lead from there. And that was a lesson too in the middle of growth. I should not be training.
Yeah. Training or even really like being the person checking in on progress and revising.
Yeah.
You need to see it when it's at 99% and give it that final zhuzh to 100. You can't be seeing it at 40 because your brain, same thing, it's going to all the things that are missing, not just being critical on the 40% that's there. So it's just really knowing yourself and creatives, it's harder. And especially with the stakes of being the business owner, it is your name, it is your livelihood, it is your baby. That out of control feeling happens quickly because it is your life. Yeah, business is separate to a point. And to a point, it's all one because you built this thing.
There's a lot in it, especially the financial profiling. There's so many trigger points inside of this thing that's where like the self-work has to really come in to simmer down. And that when these problems come, have someone who can help control that and then make that feel successful and help see the progress as we're walking through. And that's really leads us to now you've got a lot of people around you. Now you have multiple leaders.
You've grown even to that next growth marker. You have multiple leaders. You have multiple projects and initiatives happening at the same time. Now it's not even just me that all these thoughts are funneling. Now there's even more around you, it is going to feel even easier to A, feel out of control, or B, feel the need to micromanage everyone. This is where it's going to set in heavy. Be prepared. We can handle this.
Yeah. And also throughout this journey, when you have more time to put to the business, progress does happen faster because business ebbs and flows. You as the owner might be able to pour in more. If you decided to hire on that part-time person or full-time, you're trying to fill their hours. If your billables aren't there, you're also trying to overfill on that side. And that starts to change at the end of the journey into juggling priorities with multiple leaders and this falsified expectation of time. It feels like time in the day moves so fast, but progress internally can feel slow. But the reality of time is just so falsified. There was a call once I had with you, Evelyn, that I'll also never forget, where I had a priority.
I know exactly what you're talking about already.
It was something I was hyper-focused on, likely. And I just called again in like a spiral, like, why is this thing not where I said I needed to be? I had been floating in thought in my brain for so long. So this idea had been in the brain for weeks, eventually got clarified, gave it to the team, which was so clear to me at the time. And I was ready to see progress. And Evelyn's like, dude, it has been 2 days.
2 business days, Shayna.
Can we please? Sometimes it's just the one little line that somebody says, right. She's like, I am going to need you to give me the whole month or even 3. I can't even remember the timeline. It was like, let's just talk about the reality of what actually happens on the back end to get us to where we need to be. And I needed to have that conversation. It made me feel in control. It realigned my expectations just like you would do for a client. I understood where things were at. And also it enhanced our progress reporting, because I will say out of that, you were like, you just need to see that things are going on. And when you're delegating to a lot more people, there's unforeseen progress that is happening. And actually, you sent me something that was like 3 pages long, like, let me make you feel a little bit better here. And let me just show you some progress of where you're at. And it did make me feel better. I was like, okay, great. The train is in motion. My expectations are realigned. I'm just going to get off of it. I think I remember being like, okay, on this date, I'm going to get back on it.
Yeah.
But I will get off it. I will say nothing about it until this date. And that's hard.
So hard. People are probably like, wow, Evelyn's such a
No, Evelyn is perfect. You need an Evelyn.
It is important to remember that there's a point at which, yes, you as the owner, you totally have earned and are owed the information that you want about where things are. But every time you ask someone who's working on something else, them downloading what they've got, sending it back to you, going back and forth, is time they could have spent moving that thing across the finish line. So you just kind of have to have someone around you to just check you. It's not that I'm like, Shay, it's been 2 business days. Shut up. It's more like, Shay.
It's critical, though, because I feel like the yes squad is strong. And again, everyone's in their own business. You're hiring a coach. And I've had that before, too. Following along with what you say, you're paying me. Oh, you have this idea. Let me help execute, instead of critically thinking of all the things going on. And that's not serving over there, or someone challenging your thought process on what's important and really laying on the line all of the initiatives and why that thing is just not important right now. That tough love is so critical. And I feel like not always there, because it's someone's business. The sale is on the table. They want that sale. They don't want to piss you off. And we've never had that. We're very lucky to not have that. We've never actually ever in over a decade had a fight. We challenge each other. We've gotten frustrated in conversation. We've always left the conversation like totally fine. I feel like Samantha as a third party has been on like calls where she's witnessed this. Evelyn challenge my thinking. And I'll say that Samantha, because she's newer, we love everything that she does. She will not challenge me. She'll go to Evelyn.
Right.
And instead of challenging me, she will go to Evelyn and be like, ooh,
just checking. You think this is the right way I should go about this? And I'm like, no. Or sometimes, yeah, Shayna was right on the money. Let's keep going. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's always dual-sided. You definitely don't want to lead with being like, there's only this one way, because you'll go down a lot of wrong pathways. You definitely want to be challenged. And that kind of leads to where you get at the end. When you do have multiple leaders, you still kind of need that chain of command where there is that one Evelyn, that one constant that's higher above the rest, in a sense. You can still delegate, they can still lead with strategy, but you need to make sure you have someone with that critical thinking who can challenge what's going on, who can actually control the chaos, because that's the more recent challenges I'm sure you're going to share, where Evelyn was like, what's the priority?
Right. And that's it, because you go from this time perspective, the time has gone by and I need this done. When there's multiple things happening now, it's the balance of the order in which you need things completed, which is also going to affect deadline. And so if you can't answer the question for yourself, what is the number one priority here? You are in an out of control state, because if you can't answer that, then the people under you who are responsible for making progress on these things will go in the wrong order. And then the time pushes back. Now you're feeling even more out of control and it can really get crazy. So prioritization at this final part, I think, is the biggest exercise. If you're like, ooh, I might be right there. The one thing I would say, go do this, is all the things you're expecting from your team or from the people around you, put them in a list that begins with number one and goes chronologically. Nothing is a tie. If you can't do that, then your team is struggling and you might not even know it.
And you might struggle to do that, because I just recently struggled to do that. And Evelyn's like, what's the priority? I'm like, they're all the priority. What do you mean? They're all connected to the same thing. She's like, but what is the priority? Want to like punch her through the screen. I am saying the priority. I don't understand. But what I realized was, there can be fractions of things to create that priority list. And what happened in this time was there were three strong priorities of sales flows that needed to be worked on and developed. We all have that. Once you learn what you need, you want to jump to the end. But what we had to do was create that list that took care of small pieces of a few different buckets.
Right. We're not going to automate all four sales flows beginning to end, but I can start by just writing the emails so that at least we know the people pushing them manually are doing it exactly the way we want it done. Now we can go back and prioritize the automation based on demand. Which one do we expect we're going to close soonest, or however that looks?
Well, actually, are you going automation or written documentation? Because there's three buckets in that.
True.
So really what I said was the email templates, then go documentation, because that gets the human working correctly and you can't stop your sales. You can't stop anything. So that's the problem. As you're enhancing, you have to feed humans what they need. What's the baseline of what the humans need? Then let's document the process to make sure the human is working good. Then let's automate that. And then I was able to prioritize in the sales pipelines which emails I wanted combed through first, which leaders I felt needed a little bit more time and development so that she was focused on the system of procedure. And then go into the automation to make it more efficient at that end point. And also through the humans doing the thing, likely there's enhancement. You're tweaking things and then the automation doesn't have to be undone at the end of that. But I really was struggling. I have crystal clear. I know exactly what needs to happen. I don't understand. There is four people that we can do. And it all informs each other. They all have different skills. And another thing I want to share is, you pouring more time into it isn't always the solve. And that was a massive recent lesson for me, where I felt like I put 10 times more time into something that I ever would have done. One small bullet point of something, I spent a whole hour with someone giving them all the reasons and what to do and everything. And I wanted them to document that. And every day I would move on to the next point. Boop, 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 boop. By the end of the journey, I was like, great, she's done. We're good to go. And then I became disappointed as time went on because certain things weren't happening. And Evelyn was like, well, what does the system of procedure say? And I'm like, well, I know I said it in the call. She's like, yes, but what does it say? Great question. I never read them. I gave her everything. I overgave everything that was needed. She was like, no, Shay. Then she goes back on this one point and she's like, yep, wasn't in there. you've got to realize that even when you are verbally delegating, they're going to capture like 75%. There's no way for someone to achieve 100% of everything that you fired off to them with 3 pages of documentation inside of a verbal hour. Not going to happen. Again, so time feels slower because now we have to go back to the SOPs. I've got to read through them. Evelyn's reading through them. Other higher levels reading through them, putting their comments on. Then this thing gets revised. Then the person tied to it gets retrained. Then everything becomes more efficient. Let's be real. No one wants anything to take that long. But if you want it to be 100% or as close to 100% successful as possible, it's the necessary evil. It's all the execution time as an owner, especially when you get that team, when you're driving vision, is so hard to control. And we've created some new systems as well, just like these lists. Every leader on our team, Evelyn's like, guys, I need you to take everything that Shayna ever said, that's probably in a notebook or somewhere. Everyone put their lists here so that I can go in, reprioritize that as needed, add things to those lists, and also have that secondary high-level oversight with Evelyn to look at, okay, you've got 87,000 things all going together. It's going to be way more efficient for us to track this congruently all together.
Totally. Shayna, to me, is one of the people that this comes very naturally do. I do feel like you're a business owner at heart and in your brain. I think she's an amazing leader. And we still have this many stories about how hard it can get and how out of control it can feel and what a roller coaster it can be. And so if you've ever felt this way, just know it's normal. It's fine. It's just about giving yourself the tools and the people around you to get back into control in the most productive way possible so that you can breathe, for God's sakes, and go live your life and let your business be a part of that big pie of what your happy life is about instead of just running your days or running your brain or getting out of control in a way that isn't helpful for you, isn't helpful for the people around you.
Support, communication, and organization gives you that control. It's the communication piece that often the busiest owner out there with all the spiraling thoughts is just falling to the wayside, canceling the meeting, not showing up to their executive support. And I would say that's the biggest mistake.
You gotta show up. You gotta show up.
The high level meetings will help your brain simmer. And if you're having trouble with that, then you need to just jump on a call because then there are shortcut strategies to get you some version of control. It's not going to be perfect. That's how everything starts. And then you know where eventually we want to get it to, what technology is going to help control the situation. It's a long journey to develop anything. So small little tools like we just shared, having someone help control your thoughts of where your thinking should be, where your spiral is funneling to. Having someone in your corner to really just say, you are not making sense. Let me try to clarify what's happening. And also having someone like Evelyn back up that vision so that when I take these meetings, feeding everyone what they need, there's someone on a higher level coming in to cross-check, question, add feedback, and also hold you accountable to bring you back into it. Like, this is not fully developed. You think it is, but it's not. Because I don't really care about the written system of procedure. I care what's actually happening, but I need to care about that piece of paper. I need to put my comment and feedback onto it. And I need someone like Evelyn to make sure that that process is also happening in proper order, in proper priority, with clear leadership and training to everyone else around so that they're successful. So I think the message of this whole thing is you just need someone like Evelyn who can basically take your crazy brain.
Well, don't sell yourself short, Shay, because you make a really great partner for these interior designers too, because you've been there. And I feel like when it's not you and your business and your thoughts, you're so good at helping someone get clear.
Yeah. Well, it took me so long to coach because I needed to get myself out of certain growth markers.
I know, but you just keep referring to it as me. And I mean, thanks. I'm flipping my hair over here, but yeah.
This is that call of business ownership. It is a lot. It's all consuming. Your headspace is all consuming. It was that for me in the beginning. It took a long time to find a routine, to find boundaries. Kids blew that up. Marriage blows that up. There's so many layers that continue on. And I understand where most of you are at. I personally feel now at the end of that stage where we have like 7 executives and it is that last piece of discovery of putting that hierarchy, and you still need that second in command. Even if you have a ton of strategists, you still need second in command. And I didn't want to start working with clients until I could practice what I preached, been there, done that, know how you're feeling. You just learn yourself. That's the biggest thing in the journey, is learning how to control the inner mind and figuring out what tools you can put around you, because it's not going to change. You're going to grow from it. You're going to be able to help yourself more and more through the journey, but you still need outside people around you to ground you. You need a routine to ground you. I put on a weighted vest the other day because I was just feeling anxious because everything's good. And again, time is the enemy. I can't say anything for 2 weeks because they told me 2 weeks. And it's like, figuring out how to calm yourself is individual. I know Evelyn loves reading. That's very peaceful. This would not work for me. I would be reading the same sentence over and over because I'd be having the same racing thoughts. So you got to find what works for you. The journey is all about personal development, control the reactions, control the emotions, and just learn who you are and put the people that will give you the tough love. Highly encourage you put the people who give you that tough love and are not constantly yesing you and just straight up tell you when you are not making sense, have too many priorities, you're bombarding my boundaries, whatever that looks like. You want that around you because you're trying to achieve that peace.
Yeah. And let's remember, you have so many superpowers as a designer, as a creative, as the owner of your business and the visionary of where your company is going. All these quote unquote problems, these challenges, this out of control feeling really does come from the things about you that are great. We are not taking away from that whatsoever. All we want for you is a few more tools so that when you're feeling out of control, you know what to do with that. So hopefully this episode gave you a few little nuggets you can take with you.
As we wrap up today's episode, it's important to remember that the chaos is never going away. Your racing thoughts, your spiraling ideas, the constant stream of opportunities, that's not a bug. It's a feature of being a creative business owner. But here's what changes as you grow. You learn how to control the chaos instead of letting the chaos control you. And that control doesn't come from working harder or thinking faster. It comes from implementing the right systems, the right support, and the right people around you who aren't afraid to challenge your thinking.
Let's be honest. If you can't communicate your vision clearly, your team cannot execute it. Period. It doesn't matter how brilliant the idea is in your head. If you've been working on something for weeks and it feels crystal clear to you, but the people around you are confused or missing the mark, that's a communication breakdown. And here's a reality check. If I can't understand what Shayna is saying and I'm literally the Shayna translator, then absolutely no one else on the team is going to get it either. So slow down, get clear, and stop expecting your team to read your mind.
So here's your challenge for this episode. Create a priority list right now. Take every single initiative, project, or idea you're juggling and put them in a numbered list. Nothing is a tie. None of them are equally important. If you can't do this exercise, you are out of control, and your team is struggling because of it. And here's another non-negotiable. Stop canceling your high-level strategic meetings. I know you're busy. I know it feels like you don't have the time, but those executive support calls are where you get your thoughts and energy balanced. That's where your spiral gets transformed into productive action. That's where you regain control of the chaos.
And if you're at that stage where you have multiple leaders, multiple projects running simultaneously, and you're feeling like time is flying but progress is crawling, you just need a second in command. You need someone who can challenge you, translate your vision to the rest of the team, hold you accountable to your own systems, and tell you when you're just not making sense. Because here's the truth, pouring more time into something doesn't always solve your problems, but approaching issues with clarity, prioritization, and strategic leadership does.
So when you're ready to stop spiraling and start controlling the chaos with confidence, schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or click the link in the show notes. We've been exactly where you are. We've lived through every stage of this journey, and we're here to help you take back control so you can finally breathe. Build the business you actually want and stop letting the chaos steal your peace. So take action now to make 2026 your best business year yet.
If you enjoyed today's episode, do us a favor and help us reach more designers just like you by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you listen. New episodes drop every single Tuesday, so please be sure to subscribe and get notified. Also, remember to send us your anonymous voicemail anytime at fordesignerbusiness.com to get free coaching directly on this podcast. We'd love to hear your questions about the chaos, prioritizing projects, or really any other burning questions that you may have. We'll give you real feedback, and you might even be featured on a future episode.
Remember, the chaos doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're growing. But growth without systems is exhausting. Growth without support is unsustainable, and growth without clear priorities is a recipe for burnout. So take action today. Build that priority list. Show up to your strategic meetings. Put the tough love people in your corner who will tell you when you're spiraling and help you get back on track. That's how you control the chaos. That's how you scale with sanity. And that's how you build the business that supports your life instead of consuming it.
Make no excuses, control the chaos, and watch what happens when you finally take back the reins of your business. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.